At least one man was believed to have been in this house when it was hit by an intercepted Russian missile. He was rushed to hospital. Emergency services search for anybody else, dead or alive, under the rubble. A mother and daughter were also found injured in the house next door. Tetyana cries into her friend's arms.
My granddaughter called me and said there has been explosion and that my daughter was unconscious under the rubble. She is in a hospital now. I don't know her condition.
Tetyana's other daughter, Yana, arrives. Mama, stop now, please, she says. Stop crying. Salvaged food from the fridge sits on a wall. Yana picks her way through the destruction. My grandmother made this, she says.
My sister is in hospital. I don't know what the latest is. My niece was also injured by shrapnel.
Residents climb over the rubble to inspect the damage and check that friends and neighbours are safe. This mobile phone footage reportedly shows one of dozens of Russian cruise missiles soaring across the sky. And this footage shows what's believed to be a Ukrainian air defence team successfully destroying another before it reached its target. The authorities say the majority of missiles in this latest barrage were intercepted. But the sheer level of destruction in this residential area of Kyiv and the fear amongst people living here shows how even a successful interception can destroy people's lives. Anxious faces hundreds of kilometers from the eastern and southern front lines.
Around 9 a.m., there was a huge explosion and the shockwave threw my grandson from his bed. We're afraid because this is the second missile that was intercepted in this area, but this one seems to have exploded.
The missiles have been flying over this area since the invasion in February. We hide in my brother's basement. 35 people shelter there.
A blanket covers a dead dog killed in the blast. Tetyana finds her pet alive. She cradles it in her arms amongst what remains of her home. Don't be afraid, she says. Don't be afraid. Charles Stratford, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.